Would you please pray with me? Father, we're thankful for the opportunity to gather today once again in your house of worship and praise. We've walked through busy weeks, and you alone know the things that we've trudged through just to get to this point. And maybe there's some things we've carried with us this morning that just won't slide off our backs. We ask, Lord, now that you would join us in this time. Help us to be fed and nourished and strengthened by your word, and fix our eyes and our focus on Jesus, who has done it all for us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The congregation may be seated. Once again, as we spend our time together in God's Word, I'd like to invite you to go ahead and reach for your worship bulletin. Once again, if you've put that away or if someone has somehow wrestled that away from you, go ahead and wrestle it right back and tell them you need to take sermon notes. So go ahead and turn back to the inside cover, if you would, to the sermon notes page. I'd like to set before you some things that God has laid on my heart this week, and maybe God is going to lay something on your heart as well that he desires for you to take back home in your relationships, your place of work, your neighborhood, and so forth, all in an effort to make Christ known. This morning, I'd like to start by providing you with a little interactive sermon piece. By show of hands, how many of you are familiar with the Build-A-Bear workshops? Raise your hand. Okay, good. For those of you who are not familiar, and if you feel left out for some reason, your very own city, your Summit City of Fort Wayne, Indiana, actually has one in town at the Glenbrook Square Mall. If you feel so inclined to go check it out, there's your spot. For those of you who haven't been, let me just describe this, and maybe for those of you who have been there or walked past one of these stores, maybe this has been your experience too. The Build-A-Bear Workshop is a place where you can manufacture your own source of happiness and joy. Did you know that? It's true. If you're disenfranchised by what's currently on the market with teddy bears and all things stuffed animal, if Walmart, Target, and Toys R Us just aren't cutting it for you anymore, then look no further than your local Build-A-Bear Workshop. You see, here's the thing. When you go to Build-A-Bear Workshop, you get to call the shots. And the folks at Build-A-Bear Workshop, what they want you to know in addition to that is you don't have to go it alone. That's right. They want you to keep them in mind for your next birthday party, your work outing, your family gatherings, and so forth. They would love for you to make this a group activity. Now, once again, Build-A-Bear Workshop is a place where you can manufacture and piece together your own source of happiness. And what do I mean by that is you get to pick the bear or stuffed animal. You get to pick what it looks like. You get to pick how it dresses. You get to pick what it accessorizes with. And you get to name it. Some places will even allow you, get this, to pick what it smells like. Pizza, donuts, fruit, you name it. Personally, if I wanted it to smell like donuts, I'd just take it and dunk a donuts with me and call it good. But if that wasn't at all, some stores even have something that's called a Love Me Station. And I don't know if you know anything about this, but you actually get to pick the emotional well-being of your teddy bear or stuffed animal. So, for example, as you're piecing this thing together and hoping and praying the stuffing doesn't pop out both ears, you get to decide if it's going to be an athletic bear. You get to decide if it's going to be a kind of isolated, withdrawn, but a cool kind of bear. You get to pick all this stuff. Make no mistake about it. For a small price, you get to call the shots and you get to manufacture your own little source of happiness. Now, I share that with you this morning because as we look back to our second reading for this morning from the book of Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 19, we see a similar offer being made to the Colossian Christians, to the folks who are trying desperately to follow and to walk after Jesus Christ in the midst of all kinds of pressures and culture shock that are trying to pull their hearts away from God. You see, in a number of ways, there's a number of outfits that have rolled into town with their own version of a build-it-yourself workshop. And what they're promising and what they're setting before you as a Christ follower is this, that you too can be happy, that you too can find a sense of self-worth and identity, that you can put it in your hands, you can touch it, you can put your fingerprints on it, at the end of the day, you can manufacture all of that with your very own Build-A-Religion workshop. More specifically, if we get back to our text from this morning, once again from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 19, we hear a little bit more about what this element of culture shock looked like for these early Christians. You see, shortly after Jesus' death and resurrection, a number of outfits showed up on the scene, especially in this small town of Colossae, which would be modern-day Turkey. And a number of these outfits, in a number of ways, shapes, and forms, and places, we're setting before people things such as Judaism, telling people that if you follow the right rituals, regulations, rites, and routines, you could have a sense of security in your salvation by putting it in your hands. There were forms of Gnosticism, an early heresy found in the early church that in some ways, shapes, or forms believed that the body was bad, but the soul was good. So as long as you did your best to take care of your soul, you were on the right track. There were festivals, ceremonies, angel worship, all of this going on through any number of one of these little build-it-yourself factories and workshops on various corners and in some relationships. And the kicker, friends, was this, that if you found yourself able to do A plus B plus C plus D, and the list goes on, then you were on the right track. If you could be your best self today, then you were good to go. If you could be a good spiritual person who did more good than bad, then you were on the right track. All of that was being set before the early church, like the Colossians, with a desire that you can manufacture where you want to go in life by your very own hometown, home-raised, build-it-yourself workshop, the religious edition. Now, friends, let me just pause and ask you this morning. Where have you seen and felt or experienced the effects of a build-it-yourself workshop recently, particularly in the area of religion in Fort Wayne, Indiana? Just think about that for a minute. And maybe if you need to, just jot some things down where you feel like you've maybe felt that yourself. You see, as I thought about that this week, as I was preparing for this message and for our time together this morning, I was led to think back to an experience I had some years ago with a community engagement ministry that saw a group of people going to a local mall in Waldorf, Maryland, or the greater DC area, to essentially communicate the gospel message through casual conversation to people who are out and about shopping on a Saturday morning. And the whole point was to be able to guide the conversation to the gospel you and I know and love and cherish, a gospel of grace, not by works, based on what Jesus Christ has done for you and for me on the cross and through the empty tomb. And friends, I got to admit, I was kind of blown away and I was troubled by the number of responses and comments that I heard that pointed back to some form of a build-it-yourself workshop in the area of all things religion. What does that mean? It's a good Lutheran question. What does this mean, right? I heard things such as, well, I think I'm saved because I'm a good person. I feel like I'm getting where I need to go because I try to do more good than bad. I try to keep my ledger clean enough so I've done more good than bad at the end of the day. Or how about this one? Well, I'm a spiritual person. I mean, all religions are the same, right? So many different comments and so many different ways from any number of ages, pointing back to some kind of build-it-yourself workshop in the area of religion. Friends, I got to admit, I've heard it other places too over the years. I've heard it in conversations. I've heard it in community engagement ministries, like the ministries I was blessed to be a part of at my former congregation in Richmond, Virginia, cul-de-sac events, outdoor dinner and movie nights, Easter extravaganzas, great goodie grabs, and so on. I've heard it in hospital waiting rooms. Well, I've sat with families and prayed over a loved one. I've heard it from hospital beds. I've heard it at funerals. And the list goes on. Where have you seen or experienced the effects of a build-it-yourself workshop in the area of religion as of recent? You see, I think if, and I believe if we're fully honest with ourselves, we see this more often than we'd like to admit, don't we? I mean, sometimes it kind of comes across in a very non-threatening way from a friend, a family member, a coworker, a classmate, a teacher, you name it. We turn on the TV, it's there. We tune into the radio, it's there. We listen to a podcast, it's there. We tune into some form of social media, it's right there. We see it on the newsstands. We see it in a number of places. And in a lot of ways, what you and I are being led to buy into is this idea that we can somehow put things back in our own hands and we can be happy. That if we just do enough, we're on the right track. That if we try to do our best to outweigh the good versus the bad, then we're on the right track. That it doesn't matter what we believe, who we believe, how we follow, where we go for worship, that it all doesn't matter. Because in the end, it's all going to work out anyway. Friends, where have you seen and felt and experienced the effects of build-it-yourself workshops in the area of religion? Friends, this morning, our good and gracious God comes to us once again in His Word. Among the chorus of all these would-be build-it-yourself workshops, religious edition, to let us know what is truly and most important at the end of the day. Let's take a look at Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 8 once again, which is part of our second reading for today. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world, rather than on Christ. If you need to circle those verses, if you need to highlight them, if you need to cut that out and stick it on your bathroom mirror, your fridge, on your forehead, whatever this week, do it. You see, what God wants you and me to know more than anything today is this, that Christ has already done the heavy lifting for you and for me. What God wants us to know this morning more than anything is that we need to keep our focus on Christ Jesus amidst all the calls and invitations to go after these build-it-yourself workshops in the area of religion. What our Heavenly Father wants us to know that is through Christ, death and resurrection, Jesus accomplishes what needs to be accomplished for you and for me out of His grace. And our good and gracious God comes to us on a daily basis with words of invitation and grace to put aside all those other would-be messiahs and saviors, all the other build-it-yourself workshops, all the other find hope in yourself, find satisfaction in what can you do kind of avenues, to put yourself back in the path of the Messiah. Today, our Lord Jesus Christ has this to say to all the would-be build-it-yourself workshops out there, religious edition. John chapter 10, verses 8 to 10, Jesus says this, "All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The sheep, the thief, comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." John 14, 6. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 15, 5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do what?" Nothing. You see, friends, it is all about Jesus, if you didn't know that already. It's about what Jesus does for you and for me through the cross and the empty tomb. It's about what He does for you and for me in our baptism when He calls us by name, invites us by His grace to walk with Him, and promises and pledges and binds Himself to us. Not just on Sunday mornings in a place like this, but when you go home and when you go to work and school and those places where you are forced and spoon-fed elements of culture shock that want you to buy into another gospel or wants you to believe that Jesus is just another good guy in an ever-growing lineup of good and spiritual people. Friends, accept no substitution. This week, as all those build-it-yourself workshops vie for the prime real estate of your heart, flip the sign over on your heart that says, under new management. Because friends, you and I, we're open for gospel business. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful for the opportunity once again to be fed and strengthened by your word. You alone know all the pressures that we face on a daily basis, all the elements of culture shock that want us to buy into the thought that we can simply be good people and that's good enough. Or if that we're spiritual as opposed to Christians, well, that's okay. And sometimes, in some ways, shapes, or forms, we're led to buy into the thought that Jesus is just one of many other religious head figures. Good guy, but one of many. Father, you speak clearly from your word this morning, and you come right at our hearts. And you remind us that our focus, our attention, and our lives need to be wrapped up in the person and work of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that today as we leave this place, that we would carry that truth with us. And that when we see someone struggling with a build-it-yourself workshop in the area of religion, help us to be bold and quick to share the gospel of grace that has come to us through the working of the Holy Spirit. It's in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen.